Welcome back to Pep Talk, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. 850-437-1620 if you'd like to join the conversation today. I'm your host, PJ. In the studio with me, we have Malcolm from Ballinger Publishing. How are you doing today?
Good morning. Great, thank you.
Yeah.
What a beautiful day in paradise.
Yeah, I was just going to say Monday. It's a Monday.
Little cooler and feels really good out there.
It does feel good. It's nice to have a little bit of a cool down, but little sunshine here and there would be nice.
Yeah, it's almost set your clock to when football season starts and the kids go back to school, all of a sudden the weather turns.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Absolutely.
There's that little chill in the air, which is wonderful.
Mm-hmm. Very nice. So I was doing some research last week. So first of all, did you enjoy your Labor Day?
Yeah, wonderful. I drove to Rosemary Beach. I don't know if you
I don't know where that is.
It's on 30A.
Okay.
And it's a very, upscale community. But they have a beautiful Main Street, Barrett Street, and restaurants, and incredible beach. So we did a little shopping and then ate lunch and just walked down 30A a little. So really a sort of a, not really a lazy, but laid back.
Yeah. Nice relaxing day.
Yeah.
That's what it's about.
Mm. And weather was perfect.
Nice. I'm glad that you had a good time.
Yeah.
Some of us had to work.
Well,
but enough about me.
As I was driving to Rosemary Beach, I did think about you.
So I did notice, though, that during that week that a new edition of Downtown Crowd has come out. So
yes,
that is available.
You can certainly tell that the influence of Morgan and Kelly in the Downtown Crowd because, well, of the content. But they're young and hip and not old and crotchety like, well, I should say like we, but like me.
Yeah, well, I have my moments too. My wife will tell you.
Yeah. So the front cover, Pensacola Inc., which is, creative. They kind of look like tattoos.
Yes, they do.
Yes. Which leads us to, to the inside page. We'll get there quickly.
Yeah. Highlighting electric tattoo or electric robot tattoo.
Yeah. I've noticed that they've become so much more popular these days than they ever were. Lots of tattoo parlors, but lots of people with them, well, all kinds of places. And some very creative.
Yeah. Well, I was actually reading, there was a Pew poll done last year, and apparently like a third of all Americans have a tattoo, which actually I think that number's kind of low because it seems like I see tattoos all the time when I'm walking around. But they're saying that a third of the people have tattoos these days.
Yeah, I think you're right. Maybe a little bit more.
And so I know that Famous Gabe here is one of the people that's highlighted. He has had a business, it sounds like, in Pensacola in the past, and now he's got his new electric robot tattoo business as well. So that's kind of interesting that you're highlighting somebody who's local.
Yeah, yeah. And on page 12, the headline is, "What does your tattoo say about you?"
Yes.
So I guess it is a statement.
I would think so. Yeah. People who are doing it.
You know, it used to be that, I guess, Navy folks would put an anchor on their
right.
Those kind of things. And then sometimes people would tattoo their boyfriend or girlfriend's name. Of course, that's fine until you break up. I don't know what you do after that.
Well, it was funny because growing up, I always thought I'd be one of those people actually that would wind up with a tattoo. Nobody in my family has one, but I was kind of the rebel child. So I thought, hey, I'm going to have a tattoo someday, but I could never decide on what I would get. The closest I came to is if I were to have a tattoo, it would probably be the Aerosmith logo. And now as I get older, I'm like, yeah, would I really want that on me all these years? I don't know.
The thing that would worry me most is, and I'm certainly not going to have a tattoo, but if you are going to have a tattoo, make sure that you spell everything correctly. I would say write it out in big letters on a big piece of paper in front of the tattoo artist to make sure that, well, they spell the name of the person or whatever the tattoo is, they just spell it correctly because it's kind of hard. You can't get an eraser and go back and do it again. I did know somebody who that happened to. So again, that's my recurring nightmare.
So it's not just something that you see on a TV sitcom; it actually can happen to people.
Oh, yes, it does. Yes, on in this particular case, and it was a prominent one right up the inside of the arm.
Yeah, people are going to see that.
I don't know if they sort of put a little thing and then the letter above, like you do when you add a letter.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway.
Yeah. So
onto
I mean,
more the positive. There yeah. are, as you can see on page 13,
mm-hmm.
some yeah, very creative tattoos.
Yeah, and it's about what your tattoo says about you. So breaking free is one of the themes. I love X marks the spot.
Well, now, what does that tell us?
Well,
should we not delve too deeply?
Yeah, well, I mean, it says that he worked in EMS for about 10 years, so you can kind of put the rest of the story there for for what that one means. But it's talking about people's personal experience, and so they just kind of throw a theme with the tattoo
rather
that they're
like
getting.
Rather like the doctor in Destin, huh?
Oh, yeah, we're not going to go there.
I guess you forgot. I guess it's hard to put a marker on your spleen and say, this is my spleen.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So the reunion of a pair for love of books. So people having different tattoos. Again, the tattoo means something. So actually, that brings up an interesting topic. If you have a tattoo, and let us know about it. And what does the tattoo say about you? Let us know. 850-437-1620, and we'll read some of your responses on the air as well. So you said you don't have any tattoos, right?
No. No.
Yeah, me neither.
not for any other reason that, well... I think my personal belief, and I know many people won't agree with this, mm-hmm. is that, you know, your body should not be changed with tattoos or anything else for that matter. I'm kind of opposed a little bit to, you know, a little nip and tuck here. I believe you should be natural as you were, well, as you were born and as you age.
Mm-hmm.
I've tried to do that. Just personal belief, but I understand anybody, you know, what tattoo, fine.
Mm-hmm. Well, my parents always told me, again, if you're going to get a tattoo, just think about what you're going to be when you're 80 years old and what that tattoo is going to look like.
Yeah.
So if you have a picture of a beautiful young girl's face on your arm, she's going to be a senior citizen on your arm too by the time you're 80. A little joke that they had.
Yeah.
But again, if you have a tattoo and you want to tell us about it and what it says about you, that's part of the theme of the Downtown Crowd magazine. 850-437-1620. We'd love to hear from you. So what else is
well,
people should
just
be aware of?
Some events that are coming up that we really should mention.
Mm-hmm.
The Jukebox Gala. The Pensacola Opera is September the 28th at the Hilton Pensacola Beach. Even if you're not a big opera person, it is a great event because they sing American classical musical and well-known songs. Even a little rock and roll, actually, from time to time. It's kind of fun to see an opera singer sing a little rock and roll.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just fun, lighthearted.
Yeah.
It's not... I was going to say serious opera, but that's not the right expression. But yes, there is some serious opera, some beautiful arias, but it's about having fun and exposing people to all kinds of music.
Absolutely. We will be back with Malcolm from Ballinger Publishing right after this on Pep Talk.
Pensacola Magazine brings Gulf Coast readers the best arts, entertainment, business, and lifestyle news from across the region. Beautifully designed with informative, entertaining articles and a new realty section on the market features a guide to the local real estate market. The monthly section boasts a modern design and includes home listings, a feature home, realtor profiles, and mortgage rates, and much more. More information at PensacolaMagazine.com.
Flashlights? Check. Camp stove? Check. Canned goods? Check. Ice chests? Check.
Say, what you doing there, neighbor? Going camping?
Not exactly, but it is hurricane season. We've already had a few power outages just with thunderstorms, so I'm getting prepared.
I see. Getting ready for a little indoor camping.
Yeah, you know how it is.
Actually, I don't. We have natural gas from Pensacola Energy at our house, so when the power is out, we still cook up a storm and take hot showers. And since we added the whole house generator, we just keep on like nothing happened.
Must be nice.
It is. Pensacola Energy made it really easy, and we got some great rebates.
How can I get in on that?
Forget indoor camping and get comfortable with natural gas. To learn more about earning up to $3,000 in rebates, call Pensacola Energy at 850-436-5050 or visit PensacolaEnergy.com. We keep on.
Summer season is here and Florida's summers can really be hot. But despite the warm temperatures, your garden can still produce some beautiful flowers and delicious vegetables. Get all of your garden tips from me, Mike Wiggins, on The Garden Line, heard on the Pensacola Expert Panel every Tuesday from 9 till 10, and an encore hour Saturday from 9 till 10 on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
The Garden Line is presented by Barnes Feed Store, Pensacola Hardware, and Blue Sky Landscaping.
DeFranco Gas is your local expert in all things gas. Local Tom DeFranco and Company has been installing and servicing your gas-powered business and home needs for over 38 years and is here to help make your gas life easier. Tankless water heaters, gas grills, gas fireplaces, gas heating systems, and DeFranco Gas gets your home and business storm ready with installation and servicing of whole generator systems. All things gas. DeFranco Gas, your local gas service provider. Member of the Better Business Bureau. DeFrancoGas.com.
Do you want to stay up to date on the latest news, weather, and traffic updates, but don't always have time to listen to the radio? Well, now you can get text alerts from the News Radio Pensacola app.
Welcome back to Pep Talk, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. 437-1620, if you'd like to join the conversation today, I'm your host, PJ. In the studio with me is Malcolm from Ballinger Publishing. How are you doing today?
Great.
Good. Well, we're back in a new segment, so.
Yes.
So we want to talk a little bit about off-air, about an upcoming event that I know our friends at the Pensacola Humane Society will be really happy that we're mentioning, Barktoberfest.
Yes, before we get in too much trouble over tattoos, okay. Let's move over to Barktoberfest.
Yes.
Before we say something we shouldn't.
Yes.
Barktoberfest, Sunday, mm-hmm. October the 27th. Just wanted to mention it because it's a huge event. Mm-hmm. For the Humane Society, their big event of the year, and I'm looking forward to it. I shall go.
Yeah.
I, as I've said several times on the show, I don't have a pet. Unfortunately, when you live alone, it's not fair on any kind of pet not to have to be left alone for mm-hmm. long periods of time. However, I'm sure there'll be lots of little doggies that want to get petted. On the 27th.
Absolutely. They're going to have adoption areas. They're also going to have a petting zoo. And that is Sunday, October 27th, 10 to 4 at Seville Square.
I believe that all of the animals, cats, dogs, that were featured in our last Pensacola magazine were all adopted.
That's awesome.
Yes. It's kind of hard not to.
Mm-hmm.
Those cute pictures, cute faces.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and all their adoptable pets are on their website, so people can go there and visit. There's going to be some prize contest, best costume, best trick, owner look-alike, which is pretty funny. They're also going to have some face painting, like I said, a petting zoo, food trucks there. So it's going to be a lot of fun at Barktoberfest.
And I see my good friends from the Ice Flyers are the title sponsor.
Yes, they are.
Yes, great people. I just met with them to talk about this coming season, and I looked at the schedule, got some great events coming up. And, of course, very soon I shall have tickets to give away. The season starts in October. So very soon I'll have tickets to give away each Monday morning.
Oh, wow.
Mm.
I didn't know you did that.
Oh, yeah. And they are great seats, too. I say this all the time. Great seats. Not just up in the nosebleed.
Mm-hmm.
My seats. Personal seats.
Nice.
Great seats.
Well, it's very nice of you to do that.
So,
go ahead.
Yes, there's also face painting and photo booth, food trucks, beverage tent, canine demonstrations, just about anything you could want to see.
Mm-hmm.
The owner look-alike, that'd be an interesting one.
Yeah. I think the idea there is to dress them up like you.
I was just sitting here imagining what sort of dog you would have for look-alike.
I don't even know.
Bulldog.
Wow.
No, I'm just kidding.
It's our second week together, and
yeah, the insults have already started. No, I'm just kidding. I really don't know.
That's awesome. Oh my goodness. Okay, so I'll recover from that one quickly here. So in addition to Barktoberfest, we also have some Oktoberfest events coming up.
Oh, yes.
That's a couple pages over. I see that Odd Colony is one of them, Emerald Republic, Perfect Plain Brewing. All of them are going to be having great Oktoberfest events.
Yes. And also in October is the Stepping Out in Style Baptist 48th Annual Fashion Show.
Mm-hmm.
I have modeled in a couple of those, and it's a lot of fun. It's a great fundraiser. But again, it's a great event to watch your friends and cheer them on and just have a lot of fun. And that is October the 24th, which is, I think, a Thursday evening. Maybe it's a Friday.
Okay.
Wednesday evening.
Yeah, so you've actually been to one of these. What can people expect from it?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I've been, as I said, I've actually walked on the runway in at least a couple of them.
Mm-hmm.
And you see your friends and local personalities model the latest summer fashions or latest fashions, summer and winter. And some really creative ensembles, is that the right word? Ensembles?
Yeah.
That sounds very very sophisticated. The Dillard's and Boutique Dillard's, Gulf Coast, Cabby Stylist, and the Market, and mainly Shoes all participate.
Mm-hmm.
I modeled, I think it was 2 years ago, I did the Dillard's section, Dillard's clothes. Yes, yeah, some nice, actually winter clothes, so sort of wool pants and a wool hat thing. Yes, I look pretty horrible, but the crowd seemed to like it.
Awesome. Well, we'll be back with Pep Talk right after this.
Pool of Poolscapes offers a lot more than pool liner replacement and pool supplies. Imagine unwinding after a long day in your own luxurious spa where relaxation meets elegance. At Pensacola Poolscapes, they have a stunning selection of high-quality bullfrog spas and swim spas, perfect for soothing those aches, getting fit, and relaxing. And right now, they're offering end-of-summer rebate just in time to enjoy the upcoming fall weather. Visit them online at PensacolaPoolscapes.com or on Gulf Breeze Parkway across from Tiger Point.
Hi, I'm Mansfield Coe from Pensacola Hardware. We are your best local and regional resource for industrial construction and hardware supplies. Daily, we meet the needs of Pensacola's construction companies, providing superb knowledge and code-compliant products. We specialize in concrete and masonry tools, fall protection products, and tools and supplies for the HVAC, mechanical, plumbing, electrical, and glass trades. Give us the opportunity to show you why we are Pensacola's oldest and best hardware and construction supply company. Pensacola Hardware, 20 East Gregory Street, downtown.
Oh no, stomach issues again?
Stomach issues? Who are you? Your pancreas. I could be the real reason for your diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose oily stools.
I thought it was my stomach.
People often do, but any of these symptoms could mean having a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and speak with your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
In a world of payroll and HR services, things can get complicated. There are so many moving parts in business. At Avalon HR, we understand, and we have your back. Join us on the Pensacola Expert Panel as we guide you through the complicated world of payroll and HR services. Running a business is busy work. Allow Avalon HR to work with you. Join us Wednesday on the Pensacola Expert Panel at 10.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Don't wait until it's too late. Tune in to News Radio Pensacola for the latest hurricane coverage on News Radio 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
Welcome back to Pep Talk, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable, 850-437-1620. Malcolm from Ballinger Publishing is our guest today. So we were talking a little bit about Stepping Out in Style, the fashion show. And so you got to actually be part of that. So do they actually like measure you in, for outfits?
Yeah, actually, the Sunday before, I went to Dillard's and we looked around for four fashions that suited a guy of my stature mm-hmm. and age. And we picked out, I think it's Cremeau, I think is how you pronounce it, C-R-I-M-E-U-E-A-U.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds very, very fashionable. And I tried them on, and as I say, I instantly loved the clothes. In fact, I bought them later.
Oh, wow.
Went back and bought that particular ensemble.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just a lot of fun. Lots of people participated from on the runway, of course, but also there was a huge crowd. Sanders Beach was full of people. A lot of screaming and yelling.
Mm-hmm.
And just a whole lot of fun. I just really enjoyed it.
Absolutely. So that again is the Sipping Out in Style, an evening of fashion, October 24th at Sanders Beach. Runs from 5:30 to 7 p.m. It looks like actually the fashion show is at 7 p.m. So it's going to run a little bit later than that.
Mm.
If people have any additional interest in that, they can go to BaptistHealthcareFoundation.org and get the details.
There is 5:30. Cocktails, silent auction, and charcuterie.
Mm-hmm.
That, I believe, is the modern expression for a cheese board.
Yes, it is.
Well, that's a little bit more than a cheese board.
Yeah, it took me a long time. I'm like, charcuterie, what is that?
Charcuterie.
Yes.
Then the program and live auction, and, of course, the fashion show, which, again, is a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm. Well, we are going to take a short break. We're actually already up against the next break here, but we'll be back with Malcolm from Ballinger Publishing right here on Pep Talk. Again, the phone number is 850-437-1620 if you'd like to be part of the conversation today.
Listen on air at 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. News Radio 92.3, WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.
Get ready. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News, with first Trump-Harris debate on ABC tomorrow night in Philadelphia, where Fox's Alexandria Hoff reports.
When you imagine presidential debate prep, you picture a mock stage, bright lights, a podium that's just the right height, even a stand-in opponent to practice that pushback. And that's the scene that's been playing out over the course of 5 days in Pittsburgh for Vice President Harris. It's intensive training, according to the New York Times, including essentially a Trump impersonator.
Well, that is not how the former president is getting ready, as campaign spokeswoman Caroline Levitt tells Fox.
He doesn't need traditional debate prep. He's proven to be one of the most effective debaters in modern political history. Just look at how he knocked off Joe Biden out of the race and the CNN debate stage. He is very well read on Kamala Harris's record.
Police in Kentucky keep searching dense woods around I-75 in London, south of Lexington, for the accused gunman who shot at cars Saturday, injuring five people. Two more were hurt in a car accident.
Everyone who lives in this area is being asked to stay indoors until he is found. Schools are closed today as well. Police have found the suspect's vehicle, his cell phone, and a weapon they believe belonged to him.
Fox's Garrett Tenney. Speaking of highway safety, the federal government, hoping to reduce pedestrian deaths and injuries, is proposing new rules for automakers designing SUVs and pickup trucks that have been getting bigger and taller, causing blind spots for drivers. Jury selection starts today in Tennessee to try three fired Memphis police officers.
Tadarius Bean, Demetrius Haley, and Justin Smith, who face second-degree murder and other counts in state court, are heading to federal trial on additional civil rights violations and conspiracy charges in the beating death of Tyree Nichols during a traffic stop last year. They face life in prison if convicted. Two other accused former cops have agreed to plea deals.
Fox's Jeff Manasso on Wall Street. A rebound from the biggest sell-off of the year last week. The Dow is surging up 367 points. America's listening to Fox News.
Hey, can you blow up some balloons for Jack's party?
I can't. I'm so congested.
You need Sinex Saline from Vicks.
Sinex Saline nasal spray?
Yeah, just Sinex. Breathe.
Sinex Saline instantly clears everyday congestion associated with colds and year-round allergies with a gentle, ultra-fine mist that's no mess and easy to control.
Daddy, we need more balloons!
On it!
Enjoy life's important moments without congestion. Try Sinex Saline from Vicks. Just Sinex. Breathe. Use as directed.
As a mom, comforting my family is what I do best. Vicks VapoStick provides soothing, non-medicated Vicks Vapors in an easy-to-apply stick. And it dries fast, so there's no mess. I use it to comfort myself and my family.
Thanks, Mom.
Vicks VapoStick. Soothing comfort for the whole family. And when you need more comfort for yourself, try Vicks VapoShower Max for steamy Vicks Vapors.
Use as directed. VapoStick for use ages 4 and up. VapoShower Max use for adults only.
Good morning, 10:03 at News Radio 92.3. I'm David Wayne right now. It is cloudy. We've got 74 degrees in Pensacola. The Navy's newest, most advanced warship, the Richard M. McCool, officially commissioned over the weekend. During a ceremony at NAS Pensacola, officers and enlisted troops from the Navy, Air Force, and Marines were all on hand.
It's exciting to be here. This is a really neat process. I've never actually been to the commissioning of a ship before. And the whole Navy, the whole Marine Corps, it's one team, and it's really exciting to see any part of it come together and you know, add a member to the team. This ship and its crew is part of the Navy team now, and we're excited to be a part of it.
And that is Navy Blue Angels Commander Captain Alex Armatas, the McCool, the most advanced warship in the Navy fleet. The ship commanded by Captain Jeff Baker. It'll be homeported in Norfolk, Virginia. It's expected to leave later today. Pensacola police say they've located that severely autistic man that disappeared last week. 33-year-old Raymond William Hayes was found on Saturday. PPD had been looking for him since he walked out of Baptist Hospital on Monday. PPD thanking everybody who had helped in looking for him. A neighborhood dispute in Baldwin County reportedly leading to a fatal shooting over the weekend. Deputies say 59-year-old Michael David Norton shot a man during an argument on County Road 20 in South Foley. The victim died as a result of a single gunshot wound. Right now, there's no word on what led to the violence. Deputies say an investigation is ongoing. Norton remains in custody on a murder charge. 10:04. Let's get a look at our Channel 3 weather.
We do have a chance of some pop-up showers and thunderstorms today. 30% chance of rain overall, high near 84 degrees. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 73. For Tuesday, 40% chance of rain, high near 81. Tuesday night, temperatures dropping near 72. Rain chances increase on Wednesday with a 90% chance of rain and a high near 79. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
And right now, we have cloudy skies. It is 74 degrees in Pensacola. Your next news at 10:30 and breaking news anytime.
When hurricanes are brewing and heading to the Gulf, tune in to News Radio Pensacola for complete storm coverage you can count on. We have direct reports from the Emergency Management Center and from the National Hurricane Center to give you the latest on the storm's path, strength, and impacts. Stay informed and stay safe with comprehensive hurricane coverage heard on News Radio Pensacola. Now on 92.3, 95.3, AM 1620, and on our News Radio Pensacola mobile app. Now it's time for your daily pep talk on News Radio Pensacola. Text in the show at
850-437-1620. Welcome back to Pep Talk, News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. 850-437-1620. If you'd like to join the conversation today. Once again, Malcolm from Ballinger Publishing is our guest in the studio today. It's Monday, and so we're talking about downtown crowd. and some of the great things coming up here. So we're going to talk about Foo Foo Fest.
Yeah, one of the great things about Pensacola, and I've said this before, but I think it's worth repeating, that we have a really vibrant cultural community in Pensacola. Mm-hmm. Not only do we have, of course, a wonderful opera, symphony, children's chorus, a ballet, PLT, and lots of other cultural organizations. And that, I think, is one of the things that make Pensacola such a great place to live.
Mm-hmm.
I remember when Kevin Doyle first moved to Pensacola, he spoke to my Rotary and he said, you know, I don't go to the opera and I would never go to the opera, but I would not live in a town that did not have an opera.
Mm-hmm.
And what he was obviously trying to convey is that there has to be a cultural community.
Mm-hmm.
It makes a better city, a better town, a better downtown.
Mm-hmm.
And so, having said all that, leads me to the Foo Foo Fest.
Foo Foo Fest.
Which is October the 31st through November 11th, when there's lots of events going on, including one with the opera, but we'll get into that in the coming weeks. In the next Downtown Crowd for October and Pensacola Magazine, there will be lots of articles and information about Foo Foo Fest. It's a big event that the people in the cultural community look forward to every year, because it really highlights what we have in Pensacola.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's hard to overstate what a wonderful community we have, cultural community.
Absolutely. There's always something happening.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. We have a wonderful symphony, too. That season is beginning to, well, I think the first one is early October, the first performance. So I shall be there. I try to go to every performance. Peter does a wonderful job of introducing. You know, we all like certain music.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes we have to be kind of prodded a little to listen to something that we wouldn't normally listen to, expand our mind, if you like.
Mm-hmm.
And so I like that Peter does that. I don't always like the music that he introduces, but I listen to it and say, that's not for me, okay, and then move on.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that is really the great thing about the symphony. Of course, they do the old favorites, you know, that we all know and love and recognize. But, you know, some interesting stuff, a little Shostakovich and stuff like that, which is not kind of my cup of tea. But now I've heard it, move on, as they say.
Yeah. Well, and I grew up in a musical household, and so definitely grew up with a bunch of musical influences, and so I've always appreciated going to the symphony myself and taking that in. And there's been, you know, drum circles from college students who will do drum circles, you know, and they'll have different flares to them and stuff like that. And I enjoy listening to that, too. So it's a little bit of everything.
Yeah. You know, this may be a good opportunity to mention that if you go to the opera or the symphony or the ballet, whatever, you know, the old days have gone where people put on a tux and dressed up.
Mm-hmm.
Now people go, well, I was going to say in jeans, but people do pretty much go as they wish.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's not as formal. Now, I usually put a jacket on, but certainly no tie. You should feel comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
Certainly jeans and a shirt, I think, particularly when it's Beethoven and blue jeans performance. Mm-hmm. So the important thing is that I think everybody now understands it's important to expose everybody, and we want to take down all the barriers that maybe existed. People got the idea that it was for, you know, for highbrow and snooty. It's not.
Mm-hmm.
It's just wonderful music for everybody.
Yeah. And I've certainly been to events myself where people are everything from extreme casual to dressed up, and they just mix and mingle, and nobody's given anybody the side eye.
No. We're just happy that they're there.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So once again, Foo Foo Fest, a 12-day art and culture celebration from October 31st to November 11th. There's going to be food, art, theater, music, lots of events for people to choose from.
Talking about expose it to different kinds of music. You know much more about this than I certainly do, but the Dead Kennedys are coming to town.
Mm-hmm. Saw that. I have to ask, how did your staff get connected with the Dead Kennedys?
Well, we have a relationship with Vinyl. We try and highlight the acts that come to town. They're an integral part of downtown.
Mm-hmm.
And so they will put us in touch with their publicist or manager or whatever and arrange for the interviews. And as you can see on page 6,
mm-hmm.
there is an interview with, is it Klaus Fluoride? Is that
Klaus Fluoride, yes. Klaus of the Fluoride. Dead Kennedys.
Okay. Sounds like an interesting gentleman.
Yeah. So they were big in the 70s and 80s, and it looks like they took a little bit of a hiatus, came back in 2001, and have been back together since then. So it's really kind of cool that your staff was able to get in touch with them and do this interview with Klaus, and that's certainly something people can look forward to if they pick up a copy of Downtown Crowd.
Yeah, absolutely. And that performance, I believe, is, I saw it here just a second. It is, September 12th. Actually, that is that Wednesday or Thursday of this week?
I believe it's Thursday.
Yes, Thursday of this
yes.
week.
Yes, doing the quick math on the calendar
at
in my
Vinyl
head.
At Vinyl downtown.
Very awesome.
7 p.m. And the tickets are only $29.50.
Nice. Yeah, so I mean, if people enjoy some of that kind of retro punk rock, definitely would enjoy going to see Dead Kennedys. So, what else do we want to highlight?
Well, let's just move on in Downtown Crowd to the back.
Mm-hmm.
And you see the community events coming up.
Yeah, so we were talking a little bit about the different Oktoberfests.
Yes.
We're coming up here soon.
Yes. And, Oktoberfest is the 21st. That's coming very soon.
Mm-hmm.
And what else have we got here? Oh, Oktoberfest at Downtown Crowd, September 21st.
Yep. So the Oktoberfest at Odd Colony is coming up September 21st.
Oh, and the Cross the Seafood Festival at the end of the month.
Mm-hmm.
September, October is so busy, it's kind of hard to sometimes get your arms around all of the events.
Mm-hmm. Yep, Seafood Fest is September 27th to the 29th. Obviously, seafood is the highlight of that there. And it's produced by Fiesta Pensacola. Going to have about 150 vendors there as well. So it's going to be a great time. It's definitely one of the staple events that people come to Pensacola for. PensacolaSeafoodFestival.com is the website if you have any additional interest in checking out what's all going to be offered there as well.
And also, September 14th, which would be Friday.
I have to look at my calendar.
His calendar. Randy Travis, More
yes.
Life Tour.
Yep.
At
Saturday,
the
September 4th.
September
14th. Yep.
Yeah. 7:30 at the Sanger. And that should be interesting.
It should be. And I don't know how long Randy Travis is going to be touring. So if you have an interest in seeing Randy Travis, that's certainly a show that you don't want to miss.
Mm.
He's had some health issues in recent years. And so the fact that he's out touring again is a good thing. And I know that he wants to stay busy and he's got some great music. So definitely check out Randy Travis, September 14th.
And if you just turn to the back cover, October 5th, which is not too far away, is the Vampire Ball.
I'm not going to tell my kids about this one. They'll be insisting that we go, probably dressed up too. All right, we'll be back with more Pep Talk right after this.
Football fans, the big watch party is at Calvert's in the Heights. Calvert's is FSU Football Watch Party Central, featuring large screen TVs, clear sound, free parking, and of course, your FSU Seminoles. Join your friends and fans and cheer on the team with FSU drink specials, a full food menu, and the best water view around. Thinking football? Think Calvert's in the Heights, 670 Scenic Highway, online and on Facebook. Go Noles, go!
Hey, Kevin, how's the boat running? Well, you know, last week I started working on the water pump and now I can't remember how it goes back together.
Dude, stop. Call Key Marine. They'll get you and your Mercury outboard back in the water so we can go back to fishing again.
Key Marine gets the work done and lets you handle the fun. They'll fix any problem, big or small, even if the problem is you don't remember how the parts go back together. Key Marine, your Mercury outboard dealer on Bower Road in Pensacola.
Oh no, stomach issues again?
Stomach issues?
Who are you?
Your pancreas. I could be the real reason for your diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose oily stools.
I thought it was my stomach.
People often do, but any of these symptoms could mean having a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and speak with your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Hobbies can be fun and expensive. How about a hobby that's fun and could make you money? Find out how this Thursday morning at 10 with Emerald Coast Coins. Hear about precious metals and metal detectors as a great hobby. For nearly 20 years, Emerald Coast Coins has been one of the top-rated businesses in Northwest Florida to buy and sell gold, silver, and the best metal detectors to find treasure. Get more information about this Thursday morning on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. We talked a lot about the Richard M. McCool commissioning that took place over the weekend. Two four-stars, including the Chief of Naval Operations and the United States Marine Corps Assistant Commandant, in attendance, along with the Secretary of the Navy. Also talked extensively about the inquiry into the attempted assassination of President Trump and what experts had to say on that subject. And talked with Sheriff Bob Johnson about this shooting that took place in Kentucky along the roadside. Terrible thing. You can listen to all of those conversations on the podcast page at newsradio923.com.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. Mornings before pep talk on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Welcome back to Pep Talk, News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. 850-437-1620 if you'd like to be part of the conversation today. Malcolm from Ballinger Publishing is our guest in the studio. And we were talking before break about the Vampire Ball. It's the third annual. So was Halloween big in your household?
Yes, actually, my kids loved it. Mm-hmm. You know, coming from England, where I was a youngster, Halloween really was not celebrated back in those days. It was Halloween and you sort of moved on. But when I came to this country, it was a huge deal.
Mm-hmm.
And my kids loved it, loved to gather all that candy. And I enjoyed it, too, because you walk around with the kids and you see your neighbors and friends. And so it was a good social event. The biggest problem back in those days when my kids were young were there was people spiking apples and stuff like that. So you had to go through all of the candy and make sure it was wrapped candy and all those things, make sure it was safe for the kids. I don't know that that's so much of a problem these days, but it certainly was. I guess people don't give out unwrapped food or candy anymore.
Well, I mean, I know as parents when we were taking our kids out, and it's been probably a couple of years since they last trick-or-treated, but yeah, we always made it a point to come home and always just double check the candy, make sure everything was looking safe and nothing had been tampered with. And I think just parents want to do that extra level of protection for the kids. Yeah.
I remember one year I lived in Omaha, Nebraska, and on Halloween day, it snowed about 5 inches.
Mm-hmm.
So they had to cancel Halloween and had it like 2 days later. My kids were, you know, crestfallen.
Yeah, well,
just sitting at home looking out the window and it's snowing like crazy instead of collecting candy.
Well, and as our listeners know, I'm from Wisconsin, so we've had our share of Halloweens that were snow, that were too cold, that were too hot, where the kids are in really warm outfits, but they're sweating underneath as they're going towards the door. You just never know what you're going to get, especially up north. But down here, it's been pretty good, actually, Halloween and trick-or-treating. So,
I don't think we've had a snowstorm lately, have we?
No. Although the other day we were driving and the way the rain was coming down, I said to my wife, I'm like, that almost looks like snow. Like it wants to be snow.
Oh, yeah.
But let's hope that doesn't. This is the tropical paradise. We don't want snow here. So
yes.
But the Vampire Ball, that's coming up October 5th, like you said, 8 p.m.
at Court of DeLuna.
Yes.
And I haven't been before, but I think I'm going to go this year. I don't know. I guess I'm going to have to buy some of those teeth and vampire teeth and whatever, and maybe some sort of a wig and play the part.
Yeah.
Well, I guess you can't go without dressing. I'm going to say dress up or dress down, whichever way you look at it.
Yes, you want to be part of the theme, obviously.
Yeah.
Interview with the Vampire. I'm trying to think. Bram Stoker's Dracula. You want to go with some variation of the popular vampires.
Yeah, I still think the old 20s and 30s movies are still the scariest.
Bela Lugosi,
yes.
Lon Chaney.
Yes.
Somehow
they were just, because they're in black and white, it was just somehow scarier.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. Actually, we watch the Monsters Channel quite a bit at our house to get those old black and white films. I just saw Son of Dracula, which was actually a lot better than I anticipated it would be, and Son of Frankenstein. And there's a lot of great old movies out there, certainly, to watch as Halloween comes up. My wife's big into the scary movies, too. She's been, for whatever reason, the last year, she's been trying to show our kids all the classics, so the Halloween movies and just pretty much anything that's going to scare them.
Okay.
Keep them up all night. No, but they enjoy watching it with her.
So. Yeah, I mean, they're scary, but not to the point where it's going to damage the poor little things.
Again, they're teenagers now. So. Yeah.
Oh, okay. So they can take it.
They can take it. Nice. So the McCool was just in town.
Yes.
Yeah, so did you get to be part of that at all?
No, unfortunately, we were part of it in terms of, you know, there's an article actually at the back of Downtown Crowd about it, and we featured in Pensacola Magazine. But unfortunately, I could not go to the commissioning. But I did see extensively on TV, and I listened to Andrew this morning talk about it. It sounded like it was a great event.
Yeah. I wasn't able to make it either, but it sounds like a wonderful event. Certainly glad Pensacola was able to be part of that, and hopefully that's just the start of some great things. Would love to certainly do more commissionings here in Pensacola.
It was, I'm sure it was really awesome to tour the ship. I wish I had taken the time to do that, but I was busy with other things and meant to do it and didn't. But I imagine it's really awesome, all that new technology. It's kind of a little bit space age looking anyway, I thought.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Looking at the pictures, it's definitely the latest and greatest innovation, for sure.
Yeah, like stealth, I guess.
Yeah, I know a bunch of the personalities from Andrew. I know that the Dave and Mary got to be out there for part of it. Some of our sister stations got to be out there touring and being part of the media day as well, and talking to some of the staff that were out there. And I mean, it just sounded like an amazing event.
Yes. So. I published the Gosport, the local NAS Pensacola newspaper, for about 10 years, actually. So I was very involved with the military for many years and got to know many of the people there and thoroughly enjoyed it. Actually, I was just talking about the Blue Angels. The homecoming show, which comes up in early November, I say to people all the time, I'm sure the beach show is wonderful, and I've actually been to it several years ago, but the one that I think is so much better, to me personally, is the homecoming show at the base, because you can get close to the runway, you sort of see them take off and land. It's just so much more... you're part of the action. I think it's the best way I can describe it.
Absolutely. We'll be back with more Pep Talk right after this.
Carl Gallops of the Hickory Hammock Baptist Church in Milton, Florida. Are you and your family looking for a church that when Sunday morning rolls around, you can say, oh good, it's time to go to church? Well, let me invite you to consider worshiping with us at Hickory Hammock Baptist Church, where multiplied hundreds of people say these very words every Sunday. We are doctrinally sound, featuring the exaltation of Jesus Christ and the clear contextual preaching of the Bible. And the Bible is made relevant and exciting. You're convicted, challenged, encouraged, and uplifted at the same time. We have premier youth ministries, children's ministries, senior adult ministries, Bible studies, and missions outreach. We have a team of pastoral counselors offering guidance for your Christian and family life. You can find out everything you'd want to know about us on our huge and highly interactive website at hickoryhammockbaptist.org. Let me give you an open invitation to worship at Hickory Hammock Baptist Church this Sunday morning. And then the next Sunday, you'll say, oh good, it's time to go to church. I kid you not. Regular members and even first-time guests say it every single Sunday.
Are you ready to ignite innovation and drive success in Pensacola? Join Startup Source Pensacola this Thursday for an Entrepreneur Resource Expo at Brownsville Community Center from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. This event is dedicated to empowering our local entrepreneurs and connecting them with essential resource and expertise. Whether you're an aspiring entrepreneur or an established business, come out to connect, share, collaborate. For more information, visit StartupSourcePensacola.com.
Hurricane season is here. Don't wait until your Generac generator is needed to make sure it's in tip-top shape. Call White Sands Electric today and schedule maintenance on your generator. Their Generac certified technicians will make sure your generator is ready when needed. Need a new unit or a replacement? Remember, White Sands never charges a deposit, so you never spend a dime until your generator is on your property. White Sands Electric, a full-service electrical contractor. Call 850-433-6080 for all your electrical and generator needs. White Sands Electric.
Costello's Butcher Shop and Deli, where you can meet up and wine all you want. At Costello's, they have all your summertime barbecue needs ready for pickup, from Wagyu tomahawks, Wagyu chuck steaks, to quarter pound colossal Wagyu hot dogs, brisket, pork butts, and so much more. And at Costello's, you will find all the best boar's head sandwich meats and cheeses, plus everything ready for charcuterie boards to chicken salad, and of course the best dessert pies, all at Costello's Butcher Shop and Deli. Fine wine and cheeses. Find them today at the corner of Lillian Highway and Fairfield Drive in Pensacola.
Bands on the Beach, presented by the Santa Rosa Island Authority, tomorrow night at 7 at the Gulfside Pavilion on Pensacola Beach. Bring a blanket or a lawn chair and relax. Enjoy the sunset with your favorite bands. Tomorrow night, it's Class X. A high-energy, fun, classic rock cover band with two powerful lead vocalists playing the best from the 70s, 80s, 90s, and even some from today. It's Bands on the Beach, tomorrow night at 7 with Class X.
News Radio 92.3 gets your live programming every day from 5 a.m. until 7 p.m. on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Welcome to Pep Talk. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. 850-437-1620 if you'd like to be part of the conversation today. Once again, Malcolm from Ballinger Publishing is our guest in the studio. Thanks again for being here today. Doing a little overtime work.
Yes, well, thank you. I've enjoyed it. It's a relaxing way to spend Monday morning.
Absolutely.
Chatting about Pensacola.
So we have about a minute left, but I did want to talk to you about Pensacola Magazine, what people can expect.
Well, I'm going to jump ahead a month to October, if I may.
Mm-hmm.
The October version issue is going to be Parade of Homes.
Oh, nice.
With interest rates likely to come down very soon, a renewed interest in purchasing homes, new homes, then the Parade of Homes issue, I think, is going to be very relevant.
Mm-hmm.
And we've got lots of floor plans of new homes, pictures. It's we're really looking forward to that. It's going to be a huge issue. And we do it every year, and it will be available right at the, actually at the end of September, to make sure that it's available for the Parade of Homes, which begins in early October.